Random House Audio presents Wild Tales, A Rock and Roll Life, written and read by Graham Nash.
Chapter 1. August 1968. It always comes down to the music. I had a tune running through my head as my flight touched down a few minutes later at LAX. All my life I've had music in my head, but that night the tune, the theme from the TV series 77 Sunset Strip, was doing battle on my behalf, helping me fend off the other shit that was rattling around in there. For the past few months, my well-ordered world had been turned upside down, and throughout the long flight from London, everything seemed to gang up on me. There was no escaping it in that crowded cabin. With a few distractions, I'd taken stock of the difficult choices on my holy mess of a plate. How's this for starters? I was contemplating leaving my country, my marriage, my bank account, and my band, all at once. Any one of those would have been enough to put a grown man in the hole, but I was close to running the table. My band, the Hollies, and I had come to an impasse. We had grown up together, spent many years making music, writing songs, drinking, and larking about. We had a fantastic string of hits, incredible success, but from where I stood, we were growing apart. I'd moved on. I was heading in an exciting new direction, and my heart and soul weren't in the Hollies anymore. The same with my marriage. My wife Rosie and I had been drifting for some time. We both knew that things were coming to an end. In fact, during the last 6 months, we'd been seeing other people. Now she was off in Spain chasing another man, and I was on my way to Los Angeles to visit a woman who had captured my heart. I was also in love with L.A.